2017. And the biggest thing this year under the new plan is what's called qualified business income deduction. It's very complicated to explain in a short interview, but basically people who have businesses, or at least most types of businesses, will in effect get a 20% break on the taxability of their income. There will be some negative things like the loss of some real estate taxes and the loss of personal exemptions. But the positive thing is that the tax tables, the tax brackets, have decreased in just about all the brackets. So that's a very positive thing as well.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says Republicans and Democrats on Capitol Hill, well, they got to do their job.
I'm for a narrow or broader. I'm for whatever works that prevents the level of dysfunction we've seen on full display here the last month, and also doesn't bring about a view on the president's part that he needs to declare a national emergency.
Winter weather is hitting the country from coast to coast. USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky reports.
Nasty cold winter weather across the country, biting cold temperatures and blizzard-like conditions. Get this, minus 45 to minus 60 in Chicago and much of the upper Midwest. Snow could hit the south as well. Atlanta could also see snow, and the Northeast also expected to get hit with snow and ice.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. We've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates, our exclusive Rate Shield approval. First, we lock your interest rate for up to 90 days. Then, if rates go up, your rate stays locked. But if rates go down, your rate drops. Either way, you win. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Hey, it's Joe Peters, and we're going to do a real estate show today, but my guest seems to be stuck between the snowflakes, so hopefully Larry McIntyre will show up. And in the meantime, what I'm going to do is give you a intro to the weather, and a commercial, and I'll be right back.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunted In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunted In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
So once again, it's Joe Peters with Real Estate Matters. I'm sitting in scenic downtown Flemington, New Jersey. It's just a little past 4 o'clock on Monday, the 29th of January, 2019. Right now, we have a mixture of snowflakes and raindrops. It depends which way you look. As the snowflake hits the road, it looks like it was a raindrop because it's just turning to wetness. But I think as it gets cooler later in the evening, that's going to change over to be icy conditions. So be careful out there. Let's take a look at what's coming up. We're sitting here at 5 p.m. with 35 degrees. By 11 p.m., it's going to be 33. By 2 a.m., it's going to be 26. Ouch! 21 at 5 tomorrow morning, and then it's not going to go much above freezing tomorrow at all. Secondly, let's take a look at what we've got coming up. That's Tuesday into Wednesday. Wednesday is going to be mostly cloud precipitation, and we're going to have a high of 31, a low of 1 degree. My goodness, 1 degree looks like a misprint. On Thursday, it is going to be 17 degrees, a virtual heat wave, 6 degrees overnight. Friday, 20, and sunny on Thursday. So if tomorrow's a mess, Thursday looks like it's going to make up for it. Friday's going to be back to 25, 13 overnight. Saturday, 36, 26 overnight. And then Sunday, 48, 33 overnight. And it's going to rain again Monday, Tuesday, but get up to 51 degrees on Monday. So how can we have weather that is 17 degrees on Thursday and 54 degrees the following Tuesday? It almost sounds like the world's upside down, and maybe that's what's happening. Anyway, this is Joe Peters, and I will be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
¿Sabía que de cada cinco personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
Once again, it's Joe Peters of Real Estate Matters. It is Monday the 29th. It is about 4:09 p.m. My guest doesn't seem to have arrived, so I'm going to take for granted he's stuck in Weber somewhere, and I'm going to go back with a backup show and go back with some other news matters that I think will be of interest to you. Before I get started, just so you know who I am, I'm going to play my introduction.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
So, let's start off by talking about an article I published this morning about student debt. I think student debt, when first-time buyers go out to buy a house, is one of the leading concerns, from what I'm reading, to the buyer itself. The buyer comes out of college. According to an article I'm looking at, they have an average of $40,000 in student debt, and they're saying, my God, am I going to be able to buy a house? Well, here's what we're looking at. We're looking at, in effect, let me just get down to where I was in this article, that For every $1,000 in student loan, homeownership is delayed about 2.5 months. But it doesn't prevent homeownership forever. In fact, the time college grads reach the 30s, those with a student loan debt have a homeownership rate of nearly identical to those who didn't take out loans. So 2020 will be peak millennial year, and the largest number of millennials will turn 30. Those millennials are facing buying a house with student debt. Student debt is only one part of what, in effect, gets taken into consideration when you go for a mortgage application. There are several other parts, but let's get to student debt first. It's something that has to be accounted for. A lot of student debt is deferred until after you're out of school, and in effect, it doesn't go away. It has to be taken in consideration to consideration by the mortgage people, and the mortgage people look at several factors. First thing they look at is, do you have a job? Whether you have student debt or not, without a job, you're not going to get a mortgage. And having a job that is a job that isn't paying very well is probably not the way you want to address the situation. If you're coming out of college, we're presuming that you've earned enough education that you can now go out and earn some salary with it. An average salary in Hunterdon County for starting position, and you may not work in Hunterdon County, you may find you have to go into Somerset or Morris or even to New York City to get the kind of work you want. But if you were to earn $50,000 with a four-year degree, and that's rather low, you could only afford $1,250 in mortgage payment or rent payment if you're looking at a rental. So the equation is the same. It turns out it's 30% of your gross divided by 12. And if you earn $50,000, you take 30% of it, that's $15,000. You divide it by 12, you got $1,250. So you're not going to buy much. As a matter of fact, we probably don't have anything you can buy in Hunterdon County. And Somerset's worse because the closer you get to New York, the more expensive it is. And if you get to Morris, it's even more expensive. That even takes the situation when you're looking at rentals. In Somerset County and Hunterdon County, we're looking at a two-bedroom rental averaging between $1,600 and $1,800. You look at the same thing in Somerset County, you're probably in a $2,200 to $2,400 range. You get close to New York, that same rental could be running you well into the $3,000 per month range. And there's a secondary factor that comes into play, and that is that the closer you get to New York, the more expensive it is to live in general. If you're going to live in one of the easily commutable places to New York, like Hackensack, Hoboken, Jersey City, you're going to find that the cost to live there besides purchasing or renting is more expensive. For example, if you merely need to take clothes to the dry cleaner, you're probably going to pay 50% more in towns like that. If you're going to go get a cup of coffee and a roll on the way to work, you're probably going to pay more than you're paying in Hunterdon County. If you're going to go buy groceries, it's probably somewhat more competitive, but you're still going to pay more for the convenience. So we're finding that one of the trade-offs to student debt sometimes is to try and find an area where I don't need a car, because student debt, I have been told, is about an average of $350 to $400 a month once you start paying it back. And if that's the case, then, and let's just take the $40,000 level. If you're carrying $40,000 in debt, you're probably going to be paying in that $400, if not more, range. And that's the price of a car. So what you want to do is find an area where you don't need a car, or at least a new car, where you can easily commute into New York City. That's one of the reasons that our millennials are gravitating to the urban areas just outside of New York City. But there's a trade-off that they're paying. It's more expensive in general to live there. Rents are more expensive. To purchase is more expensive. To go to the dry cleaners is more expensive. To get a cup of coffee is more expensive. So you're not only trading off not having a car, but you're spending more of your discretionary money towards just staying afloat to the extent that you're probably not gaining anything by living there, but it's where people want to live. And there's something to be said for that. Our lifestyle is to have a cosmopolitan, easy to commute to New York or to the workplace lifestyle, and our millennials are generally gravitating to the East for this. And student debt is, to some extent, part of it. But the bottom line, if you're one of many millennials who has prioritized putting down, paying down student loans over saving for a down payment, you're not alone. Even if you're a couple of years away from paying off your student loans, let's get together and take a look at things. Because the longer you put off the decision to buy a house, the more it's going to cost you in the long run. Now, why is that? Well, first of all, I'm going to come back to that point. Let's talk about the other factors that need to be taken into consideration. First of all, you need a job, and it's not going to be a job earning $20,000. You're not going to be able to find anything to buy. It's going to be a job, probably four-year degree job, pays average of $70,000 to $80,000 if you can find it. You're going to work in New York. You're going to spend a little more on taxes, a little more on commuting. If you live closer to New York, you can spend a little more on your lifestyle. So you need a job. You need a decent credit rating. Now, how do we measure the credit rating? The credit rating is measured by a FICO score. And most people think, my God, if I don't have a 750, I'll never get a loan. It's not the case. If you clear 650, we can get you a loan. It may cost you more to borrow the money because you're higher risk, but we can get you a loan. You need some money to put down. So three things I mentioned so far. You need a job, you got to have decent credit, and you got to have a little bit of money. If you're going to buy a house, you need at least 3% to put for down payment and 3% for closing costs. So let's make up a scenario. You're going to buy a $200,000 house because I can multiply 200 times things easily. And you need to save 6%. 6% is $12,000. So you need a job, you need decent credit, and you need $12,000. Now, how do we see if you're qualified to buy a house for $200,000? If you took $200,000 times $5 a thousand, you would be putting roughly $1,000 into your mortgage payment. And you still have to pay taxes, and you still have to pay any homeowners association and some insurance. So you're probably paying more like $1,500 a month for $200,000. So not out of the ballpark, but we don't have anything sale for $200,000, even here in Hunterdon. Definitely not in Somerset, definitely not in Morrison. As you get closer to New York, you're more in the, a $300,000. We don't have much. So the issue is we haven't built any new construction at the low end other than affordable housing, which you have to be income challenged in order to get into, in the last 10 to 15 years. And as a result, the inventory that is there is dear. And in order to get a house that you can afford in an area that you want to live in, you have to do a lot of hunting. I've had several people want to live in Bridgewater, one of our very popular areas in Somerset County. And in both cases, the people who wanted to live in Bridgewater went through four, five, six purchase scenarios before one actually came to culmination. They got outbid. The house needed things that the seller wasn't willing to fix. They decided that after inspecting it, this was not the house that they really wanted. And there's a lot of reasons why a deal doesn't happen. But in most cases, it's because there's 6 to 10 people bidding for the same house. And even if you're putting 20% down, remember I said 3% down was $6,000. 6% was 12. You need 3% down for a conventional 3.5 for an FHA, and then you need another 3% to close. If you're going to put 20% down on a $200,000 house, you need $40,000 plus $6,000. A lot of people bidding on houses with 20% down, get outbid by people that are putting 30, 40% down, a lot of people paying cash because mom and dad are helping them or they've saved up enough. It's a tough first-time buyer market out there. But student debt is an important consideration, and student debt can't be ignored. It has to be paid back, and we have loan counselors who can work with you to help understand what your individual situation is, what your earnings are, what your credit score looks like, how much money you have in the bank, how much you owe on other things, and help you to see if you can qualify for a mortgage. Another thing that I didn't mention is what we call the front end percentage. If your mortgage, including interest, principal, homeowners, and insurance, and we call that the four issues that go into a mortgage payment. Principal and interest comes from the bank, taxes come from the city and town, and insurance comes from your insurance. And it's minor, but it's got to be included. If those four things add up to more than 30% of your gross, you may not qualify for the mortgage anyway. That's how we decide whether or not you can afford the mortgage. So that's the front end. So let's say you're earning $75,000. Free 75 is $2,100 a month you can buy, roughly $2,150 if I'm adding right in my mind. Then there's a back-end ratio because you probably do have a car payment, a credit card payment. You definitely have some school debt that needs to be paid for, and there may be a few other things that I'm not considering. Well, that back-end debt can't be higher than 42, 43%. So the target has to be 30% of your gross to 43% of your gross, 30% just for the mortgage, and 43% with everything else you own. And that's how the mortgage people qualify, whether or not you're qualified for the mortgage. So I don't know if that helped you or confused you, but if you give me a call, Joe Peters, 908-238-0118, I'd be more than happy to go through with it, get a certified mortgage professional to work with you, and in effect show you not only if you're qualified, but how much you're qualified, because I don't get involved with that. I make the introduction. We have people internal at Coldwell Banker to do nothing but this for a living, and then I have people outside of Coldwell Banker. And you probably need to talk to two or three to make sure you're getting the best rate, but you need to talk to at least one to see if you're qualified. And then based on that, that person will say, Joe, they're shopping somewhere between $250,000 and $300,000. That's all I know. I don't know about your credit. I don't know about how much you earn. I don't know about how much you have in the bank. I just know the mortgage professional is telling me this is where they're qualified to buy. And I take you out and help you find a house in that price category so that, in effect, we can make an offer and get every offer in real estate has to be accompanied by a mortgage guarantee letter. And a mortgage guarantee letter is written by a mortgage professional who's taken a look at those factors and your background and says, yes, they're qualified to make this offer. If you do not have that letter, you cannot make the offer. It will not be considered a qualified offer. So, student debt is an issue, but student debt is an issue that can be overcome. And it's not like you're the only person coming out of college with student debt. Everybody who comes out of college has some student debt. It's how much do you have? How much is it going to cost you? Where is it deferred to? What else do you have in debt? What do you have in earnings? And what does your credit score look like? And once again, you got to be somewhere around 30% or under on the front end, that's of your gross, and you need to be about 43% on the back end. And by that I mean where your credit cards, your car payment, your student debt's all added into. Those are the percentages that the bank looks for. That's the first article that I published this week. Let's take a look at the second article, and that is the seven signs that the market could be slowing down. Now, slowing down is a term that means different things to different people. We always rate the market by days on market. How long has it taken to sell a house in the market recently, and what does that look like as compared to last month? Well, if we take a look at Hunterdon County, we're taking a look at probably 88 days, a little under 3 months on the market. If we take a look at Somerset County, it's more like 64 months, just a little over 2 months on the market. Now, that varies by price point, and it also varies by town. As a matter of fact, it varies by price point within town. So we consider this month's supply, just to give you a number to think about. And if you take 10 houses on a market and I sold 4 last month, I have 2.5 months supply. Just divide one into the other. That doesn't mean they closed. It just means they went under contract. Out of the 10, four went under contract. That means if nothing happened, no new inventory came on, and nothing else happened other than this rate continues, the inventory will be absorbed in 2.5 months. 4 to 6 months is our average. If you're between 4 and 6 months, it means that you've got an average inventory cycle. Prices aren't going up. Prices aren't coming down. That's where we're at. And in Hunterdon County, we're sitting at 3 months. And in Somerset County, we're sitting at, Hunterdon County in general is sitting at 7 months, I should say. And Somerset County is sitting at 4. So what happens if you get above the 6 months? Once again, I said 4 to 6 months, that's average. That's where prices are stable. If you get above 6 months worth of inventory, well, then you're going to see pressure on prices. Prices are starting to be challenged and are coming down, and that days on market is adding up to a point where people are taking price reductions in order to sell their inventory. And then the converse, if you get under 4 months supply, you're going to see that we're getting multiple offers on houses. We're getting more than one offer, and as a result, the houses sometimes are selling above what the asking price are. And this happens by price within town. So I'm telling you, you got to look at two factors. You got to look, and I'm going to just talk about Hunterdon County for now. We have 95 houses went under contract in the month of December, and we had an actual listing of 667. So divide 95 into 667 is roughly 7 months of supply. But if I go into 200 to 300, it's 5 months supply. 300 to 400, 5 months supply. 400 to 500 goes up to 8 months. 500 to 600, 6 months supply. We get up to 800 and above, we're looking at 36 months supply of inventory because we don't sell a lot of houses in Hunterdon County up in that price point. So you can then turn it around and look at it by town. Which towns do better than others? I'll tell you that we sell more than half of our inventory in Hunterdon County and Raritan, Reddington, and Clinton Township. If we look at those areas last month, the month of December, the last full month to complete, new statistics will be out next week, end of this week, they sold roughly half of our inventory. They listed the prices for somewhere around $421, and they sold around $397,000. If we compare that to what happened in Somerset County, they have some hot spots as well. And if we take a look at those hot spots, we'd see the Bernards, Bridgewater, Franklin, Hillsborough, Montgomery. They sold 60%, and their average list price is $633, and their average sale price is $430. So 100 in sale price average, $397. Somerset, $430. It's roughly 10% more, 15% more. It's usually around 18 or 20. The closer you get to New York, the more expensive things are. And Somerset sells a lot more. It has a lot more inventory for sale. It has 1,000 units where we have 660. They sold 256 where we sold 95. They sell for more. So I told you there were two factors. One was the price point that you're in, and the second one is where the property is located. If you're in Bridgewater, it's a top market right now. It has low taxes. It has great schools. It allows you to commute to New York. It's in Somerset County, but it's not far from the Hunterdon County line. And it has one more. We're becoming a very diverse society. The one more factor it has is a new Indian temple. And as a result, it is a very high degree of influx of people of Indian nationality moving into Bridgewater. And that one couple I mentioned to you last year, we went through five or six before they found. And the reason they wanted to live in Bridgewater is to be near their house of worship, which is just south of Bedminster on 206. So what am I getting to? It's not as simple as what I just said, because I said we can look at the price point, and I can tell you that 400 to 500, we have 8 months supply. We can look at the town, and I can tell you that Lebanon Township, which is on a rural side, has 20 months supply, and I can tell you that Clinton Township has 4 months supply. But what we really need to do in order to understand the situation is to look at the price point within the town. And I can't possibly do all of the combinations of that for my newsletter, so I save that for when somebody even wants to buy or sell. And then I can say, okay, based on what you're looking at and based on the house you're looking at in that price point, I can look and see where I would price that house if I was going to sell it. And if the house that we're looking at is priced above that, well, then we have a strong argument because they have to show us why they're pricing it above market. In some instances, it's because they can. If they're in the under 400K market and they're near to the facility, the house of worship that I mentioned, they're going to get more than market value for that house because it's being bid up. But the opposite is true as well. If you just go 5 or 10 miles further, that means you're going to commute another 15 minutes either way, every day. If two people commute, two people are going to commute 15 minutes either way, every day. And go into Union Township, in just on either side of Clinton, or Alexandria, or Holland, which is even further out. The numbers are all different because based on traveling distance, prices diminish. And we're taking a look. Let's just take a look at Alexandria Township. We didn't sell anything. We had 47 listings last month. Didn't sell a one. Let's go to Holland Township. 20 listings, sold four. Holland has a new development going on. I'm thinking that's maybe why that's happening. Kingwood Township, 6 months supply. It depends where you're at, and it depends on your price point. So we started to talk about what is the sign of a slowing market. One is increased days on market. It's taking longer to sell. And month supply is very close usually to days on market. Second is price cuts. We're starting to see price cuts happen because things aren't selling. We're seeing that in the more remote and the higher priced areas. Lower absorption rates. Once again, remember I said the 2.5 months to absorb the inventory. We have 2.5 months supply, and in effect, in 2.5 months, if the absorption rate is going higher, well, then in effect, you're starting to see a slowdown. Decreased home value growth. If, in effect, a house last year in a certain town, let's just take Clinton Township, very popular area, probably got, if you were under 500K, you probably got 6 or 7% growth last year. This year, we're probably going to see, on average, more like a 4%, maybe 5% growth in that same area. So decreased value growth means there's less buyers. Higher inventory levels. This results, higher inventory, from the fact that we're not selling things. Inventory goes on the market. Inventory sits there for more than 6 months. price changes, reductions start to happen, and people need to move on. Most times when a house comes on the market, it's not because somebody wants to test the market. That happens, but most times not. It means something has happened that we call a life event. Either the person has, the kids have left, gone to school, gone and got married, they're gone. We have less need for size of this house. Or just the opposite. Several new children over the last few years, and we need a bigger house. Or sometimes it's the death of a spouse, and the lifestyle changes after that scenario. It happens. It's part of the life process. Sometimes it's a divorce. It's an unfortunate occurrence, but it happens. And then two people, they're going to sell one mutual house, and both of them go out and find something else. So sometimes it's a job transfer. Sometimes it's a job loss. I went through that a lot in the 2005 to 2010, where people would call and say, look, I just lost my job. I'm in fairly good financial situation, but I don't see myself picking up another job at the salary I was making quickly, and I'd like to sell my house, and I'm going to go into rentals till the situation settles down. I got to tell you, out of everything that they're saying is an issue here, seven signs of a market cool down, I think the only thing I'm seeing in Hunterdon County is a slowdown in the appreciation value. In other words, houses are not going to rise. And it's not Hunterdon County, it's across the whole state, it's across the whole nation. Houses are not going to rise in the year 2019 at the same rate they rose in 2018. 2018 was probably an average of 5 to 7%, depending where you were at. 2017 was probably 3 to 4%. We're probably going to get back more in the 2 to 4% this year from the numbers I'm reading. And that doesn't mean everybody's going to be 2 to 4%. It means some people will be above it, and some people won't rise at all. Some people that will be above it will be the people in the very popular price points. If you're in Bridgewater under 400K, you're going to get more than 2 to 4%. If you are in Bridgewater in a 900K house, you're probably going to see maybe a percent. It may be flat. If you're over $1 million, you're probably going to see some challenges to your price. If in your Hunterdon County, let's pick the popular place in Hunterdon, Clinton Township. If you're under 400,000, you're probably going to see better than 4% appreciation. If you're over 400,000, you're going to be lucky to see 4%. If you're over 600,000, you're lucky to see any appreciation. And if you're higher than that, you may see some depreciation in value over the year before. So I see more of a challenge in appreciation or growth in the value of a house than I see in anything else. I think we're going to sell more houses than we sold last year based on what I've seen. I think we're going to sell more units than we sold last year. I think we're going to sell houses at an average dollar higher than the price we sold last year by 2 to 4%, but we're not going to sell it at 6 or 7%, which is what we did in 2018. I don't see the market cooling. I do see prices not increasing as high. And why is that? That is because there's some sensitivity to pricing based on what happened in 2018. The market above 500 is challenged in Hunterdon County. The market above 700 is challenged in Somerset County. They're still selling. There's still buyers. There's still growth, but there's not as much as there used to be. And I almost say in Hunterdon County, I said it a little earlier, if you're above 600,000, you're probably not going to see any growth this year. If you're above 800, you may see challenges to the price you could have gotten last year. So if you turned down that offer last year because it was too low, you're probably going to be very happy if you get that same offer again this year. So that's what we're seeing in that category. Let me come back and go into one more article. that sort of tells you what's happening with the market. Once again, my name is Joe Peters. If you'd like to talk with me, 908-238-0118. If I'm not already talking to somebody else, I'm probably going to pick up the phone and answer it. Here's one. It talks very closely to what we just said. Where are home prices headed? So we actually, and I don't know if you're going to be able to pick this up, but I'm going to turn the volume up and see if I can, because they are going to say it better than I'm going to say it. Where are the home prices headed? 94% of the economists of the housing experts say home values will increase in 2019. Predictions are from 2.5 to 4.8%. Want to know what your home's value is? We need to get together to do that. My name is Joe Peters, 908-238-0118. So we are going to see an increase where yours fits into the... Every house is different. I mean, you can have two houses right next to each other, and they can be the same model. They can be if sold for the same price, and one person has over-improved the house, and the other person's just lived in it. They're going to sell for two different prices. And even if they are equal, the price that one got 1 month is not necessarily going to be the price that somebody is going to get the next month. The first month might have been somebody that's been looking for 6 months. Yours comes on the market. It's exactly what they want. They overpaid. They haven't got any time. They're going to overpay by a percent or two, and you're going to get, let's say, $450,000 for that house. Guy next door says, wow, if he gets $450,000, I should get $450,000. He puts his on the market. Well, 3 months later, his is on the market, and that same buyer isn't in the market. It may only sell for $420,000, $430,000. The top 10 events, that's not a good article. Here's one, for sale by owners. We get a lot of people thinking that real estate commission, why should I pay an agent? I know my house better than anybody else. And quite honestly, they do know their house better than anybody else. And in effect, there's some factors that come into selling a house that are much in excess of just knowing your house better than anybody else. And one thing is exposure. Exposure is such a big thing when it comes. I always say there's two reasons for sales by owners or FSBOs don't work. One is exposure, and one is negotiation. If you're going to list it yourself, you might find a website where you can put it up where it gets some exposure. But you've got to take the phone call. You've got to be home when they come. You've got to understand whether or not they're a qualified buyer, which you're not going to know probably till they get in the house. So you're going to put a newspaper ad out. You can put a sign on your lawn. 50%, if not 90%, of all the buyers that we meet as a real estate agent are coming to us over the internet. They found the house they want to see. They need somebody to open the door. Yours isn't necessarily one of those houses. 28% of all people find it through a realtor sending them that. Yours definitely isn't going to be sent to them. They may find it on the internet, but you're not getting the exposure, so they're not going to find it as easily. You're not using an agent, so the agent isn't going to send it to them. Only 7% of the people find a house they buy through signs, and only 1% through newspapers ads. The bottom line is, before you decide to take on the challenges of selling your house on your own, take a look at the fact that for the reasons homeowners decide they do not want to pay a commission or a fee. That's 36%. That's the top reason to decide. But we've proven that their house will sell for 6% less, or to say it backwards, houses sold same type, same neighborhood, through an agent, sell for 6% more. You're really not saving anything. And you've got a lot of things you got to do. You have a bunch of negotiations. And the communications part here, let's start with the very, very first one. The very first person you got to talk to is the buyer. And when you're talking to the buyer through an agent, two agents really, because the buyer usually has an agent and the seller has an agent, the agents are buffering the conversation so that it's presented in the best possible light to both sides. Where if you're talking directly to the buyer and the buyer says, well, I don't like your kitchen, it's outdated. Well, you're going to take offense and say, well, then don't buy it. And the deal's over with. Where a real estate agent can say, yeah, but it's built into the price. And if you were to go out and borrow an additional $25,000 in the construction mortgage, you can put a new kitchen in or whatever the price might be because it's taken out of the price. You've got to go and talk to the buyer's bank. I mean, that's something you don't know how to do. They want to get an appraisal on the house. In order to get a mortgage, the house has to appraise. And in order for it to appraise, you have to show them other houses that are similar, that have sold in the last 3 or 4 months in your area, within a mile of where your house is. And if there are none, well, then you have to find ones that aren't similar and add a bedroom, subtract the garage, whatever the thing, and show how it stacks up against yours. Then it needs to be inspected. And then the buyer will come in and say, well, the roof leaks. There's a couple of shingles missing. I want a new roof. Quite honestly, if you're buying a house 20 years old, the roof's 20 years old, average roof is 30 years in life, they should be understanding that they're not going to get a new roof. You may not be able to convince them where agent to agent, that would be made clear right up front. Title company. I mean, the title company wants certain things done before they'll close on it. You have attorneys to talk to. You have a myriad of paperwork that has to be gone through. And I'm telling you that although it might be attractive to think about doing a for sale by owner, it's not. And it is a nightmare. And I would say 95% of all for sale by owners don't sell and either come off the market or get relisted by an agent and sold. I work conscientiously to find people trying to for sale by owner and go in and give them an opinion, try to help them. Sometimes it turns into them taking a look at me listing it. Sometimes they just take my advice and correct the situation and then get a little more successful. Either way, I feel good about it. I don't make any money on the ladder, but in effect, I'm helping somebody better understand the situation. Three things. Why is this not showing up? I got one of those little page not found. So let me back up and see if I can click on this button again and make it pop up. It looks like I dropped off the internet. Nothing to do with the page not found. We're getting back on. The little hourglass is going around and cannot connect to the internet. Well, you know what? I'm going to connect to my own hotspot here and circumvent this. Give me 10 seconds and I'll be right back. Matter of fact, I'm going to put my commercial on one more time.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Okay, the next item I wanted to talk about, every one of these, if you go to jpeters.com, and on the very top of jpeters.com, there is a blog. You can go to the blog and you can, in effect, take a look at everything that is here. And I have hundreds. I publish something every day. I publish my newsletter every month. Three things you need in a shifting real estate market in Hunterdon and in Somerset County. One, you need to know what is happening in the housing market right now. And my real estate newsletter tells you that. It tells you that as of the last publication, we sold 95 houses. We sold the average house for $390,000. $397,000. We listed it for $421,000. So that tells you what's happening. It tells you by price point what's happening. It tells you by town what's happening. But it doesn't tell you why it's happening. And understanding the individual, that's the second point, pieces that impact the purchase are key. And the why it's happening encompasses things like the employment rate, the economy, the actual market that we're seeing in Hunterdon County. And what you want to do is not only understand what's happening, you understand why it's happening, and then you want to know how does that affect you. You're about to sell your house. You're in a great area like Clinton Township. But people in Clinton Township, in your price point, are looking for houses with finished newer kitchens. We can show you the competition, newer bathrooms than you've got. And as a result, you're going to have to discount your price a little bit, or they're not going to consider your house at the price you're considering. It's an adjustment that needs to be made. The best way to get all three is to work for a professional who understands the shifting real estate market. And I can tell you, you're listening to one right now. I've sold hundreds of houses in Hunterdon and Somerset County over the last 15 years. And I'd like to help you sell yours, or if you're on the buy side, find the one that you want to buy. And what makes me different than others? One is very professional. You can tell by what you're hearing now that I understand what I'm talking about. I publish a newsletter for both Hunterdon and Somerset County every month. I do a radio show every week. And I bring people up to date on what's happening, and not only what's happening, why it's happening. Number two, this is the most important investment you're making, or at least one of. More than likely the most important and largest investment you're going to make in your lifetime, either buying or selling real estate. You need a skilled professional who's done this over and over and over in a local market and understands what's happening in a local market and why it's happening and how that affects your situation. And then thirdly, you need a professional who's got the process automated so that there's no surprises along the way. And I do have a total process control built around buying and selling houses so that at the end of the day, there are no surprises. At the end of the day, you're not winding up with surprises on your hand. At the end of the day, you're winding up with what you're looking for in the time frame you're looking for, in the price range that you're looking for, and without lots of heartache along the way. That's Joe Peters. That's experience. That's what I bring to the table. I think if you're serious about looking for a house this year, or if you're serious about selling your existing house this year, you may have tried it with somebody else in the past, or you may be just considering it getting started, it's the perfect time to talk. We're sitting here on January 29th, The Super Bowl's on Sunday, and the first Sunday after Super Bowl, all hell breaks loose in this economy, in this market. And the only thing that would impact it, if it's a snowy or icy weekend, then it will be the following weekend or the weekend after. Once the weather clears, all hell breaks loose in real estate. There are buyers out. There are all sorts of new sellers coming on the market, and you need to know how to compete in that situation. I can help you. Joe Peters, 908-238-0118. If you're thinking about doing something in 2019, keep getting the year wrong because it's still writing the check date wrong. It's 2019. If you're thinking about doing something, we're almost too late to get started, but not too late. Give me a call, 908-238-0118. We'd sit down, spend 45 minutes or so if you're looking to sell your house, and in effect, I go do some homework, come back and say, here's not only where I think it fits, but here's a marketing plan for you to get it sold, and I can help you make that happen. If you're looking to buy a house, we still sit down for 45 minutes. We understand your objectives. We understand your financial background, having you talk to a mortgage professional. And then we line up houses that match what you're looking for, that give you the requirements in it that you feel are necessary so that you can find a house in a tough, tough market, especially in the first time and second time buyer houses, so that you don't go through the year without accomplishing what you want. Joe Peters, Coldwell Banker, 908-238-0118. I hope to hear from you soon, and I'd love to help you complete your goals and dreams in Hunterdon and Somerset County. Thank you for tuning in.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
On Capitol Hill, Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says government shutdowns just don't work.
This is an example of government dysfunction, which is should be embarrassing to everyone on a bipartisan basis.
Regarding a bill that would make it difficult for future government shutdowns.
Open to anything that we could agree on a bipartisan basis that would make them pretty hard to occur again. There's some differences about how to craft that.
In a D.C. federal court on Tuesday, former Trump advisor Roger Stone pleads not guilty to seven counts, including lying to Congress and witness tampering. Your numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell, it was a mixed bag as the Dow was up 53 points to close at 24,581. The NASDAQ lost 57 and the S&P closed 4 points lower. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
The U.S. Justice Department has charged a Chinese telecommunications giant with a series of crimes that will raise tensions between Beijing and Washington amid an ongoing trade war. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
Huawei, which is the world's biggest manufacturer of telecommunications equipment, is charged with bank fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., and theft of trade secrets. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
In pursuit of their commercial ambitions, Huawei relied on dishonest business practices that contradict the very economic principles that have allowed American companies and the United States to thrive.
The scheme also attempted to undermine sanctions against Iran.
The amount of time kids in the U.S. spend on their mobile screens has tripled over the past few years. That's according to a new study from the nonprofit Common Sense Media. Children 8 and younger spend 48 minutes a day staring at a mobile screen compared to 15 minutes back in 2013. This is USA Radio News.